Gould of UDS here with this week's tip. Today I'd like to share with you a tip that you can actually share with your sales managers. In fact, that's how this tip actually started. We're going to talk about an F&I sales term and how important it is for you as an F&I manager, business manager, to get involved in the sale, especially when the customer has a question about rate. Oftentimes, the sales consultant will be working a deal, and you know, in order to save gross, when the customer says they want a lower payment, the sales consultant translates that into wanting a lower rate, expresses that to the sales manager, and because the sales manager wants to hold gross, what do you think they do? They cut your rate. Well, if you were involved in that part of the equation, and rather than have the sales manager lower the rate, you went out and actually talked to the customer and sat with the customer and then determined exactly what the challenge was or what their concern was with the offer, you'd win more battles than lost. I want to share this with you, this scenario. When I was a sales consultant, my sales manager would tell me, Jerry, no one leaves until I speak to them. So before they leave, I want you to tell them that I want to say goodbye to them. So I used to, in the beginning stages of my career, tell a customer, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, before you leave, my sales manager just wants to say hello to you and say goodbye and make sure that everything went all right. Well, that was nothing more than a ticket for the customer to say, you know what, I'll see you later. Nice knowing you. But I learned to say this. My sales manager wants to make sure that we didn't leave anything out. Let me go speak to him and see if he has anything to add before you do leave. Then I bring the sales manager in. The reason I'm bringing that up is because as F&I managers, when we go in on a sale to determine if the customer really wants to lower the rate, oftentimes we go in and we sit down with the customer and we say, I understand that you want a lower rate. That's nothing more than the customer giving the customer a ticket to say, yeah, I want a lower rate. My tip is, when you sit down with a customer, take the offer, put it in front of the customer, and ask the customer, point blank, what was it about the offer or the proposal that concerns you? I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you that they want a lower payment. Your response to that is, there's two things we can do, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. We can either put more money down or extend the term. What makes most sense for you? That's the tip of the week.